Chopin is one of those composers that, gee, you could play it day in, day out, and never get tired of it. Always new things in it. The pieces that I'm going to play kind of go from easy to difficult. There's a kind of a, just a, in size of work also, the length of each work progressively gets longer and harder. So I'll start with some fairly, well, what you would call simple, not really simple. Preludes. And when you think, when one thinks of the word prelude, usually it means that it precedes something. The prelude to the worship is you know, the beginning or something in before the worship actually begins. Well, for Chopin, it's a very loose term. It simply means it's a character piece, and it has an idea, an image that you are to grasp from it. So I would like to play, first of all, four preludes. The first one in A major, second one in G major, third one in C sharp minor, and the fourth one, which I'll explain a little bit before, is in B flat major. Incessant raindrop, about the form of the piece is an ABA, the A sections being equal and the same, B sections being different and in a different key. You might think of the A theme as strolling down towards the ballpark on a nice misty rain in late evening, very nice and quiet evening. And the B section is a storm and starts out very insidiously. And it builds and builds and builds into the full-fledged storm. And then, again, after the storm comes, again, a nice quiet walk through a nice rain. by definition, are study pieces. You know, remember those Han and Chom? Okay, that's an etude. Well, it won't be like that. But Chopin wrote two sets of etudes, which he called concert etudes, in that they're concert material, as well as very much technique exercise. The first one is in A flat major, subtitled the Harp Etude. And it's a harp etude simply because of the arpeggio underneath. It sounds somewhat similar to a harp. Harp etude. Fortissimo, 2 Fs, and then it says il più forte possibile, which means as loud as possible. And he never cuts back. He never gives you a chance to rest your ears, so be prepared for it. Now, the next one seems to me to be characteristic of Chopin's nationalistic upbringing, or his Polish upbringing. The Poles are very nationalistic people. I mean, they're fiery, very fiery people, and have a strong sense of pride and passion in their country. Well, I think this is, and I guess my feeling, and I'm maybe all wrong about this, but my feeling on this piece is that this portrays the defeat and yet the victory of the Polish nation. It's been walked on and yet it rises up every time. So there's a defeat but yet there's victory. And the two themes there in C major and C minor, the defeat is in C minor, and sounds like this. Strong, but yet
there's defeat. Oh, and then comes the C major, which sounds victory to me, and it sounds like this. You know, rather broad and sweeping, and it has a victorious feel to it. So anyway, there's the two sections and two feelings throughout the piece, and I think it's characteristic of Chopin's nationalism. A flat. I don't know what to say about that.